Per Fucine Mute intervistiamo Aleksandar Popovskij in scena al Teatro Sloveno a Trieste nei prossimi giorni. How do you relate this project with your past works? Is there a connection or it's something completely new for you?
Like aesthetic and like way of working is, let's say, quite new because in this period of my life, I'm working a lot in classical, the play who are coming from the classical period, because I'm a little bit tired of new dramaturgy. I was doing a lot of this new dramaturgy of during the 90s, but I don't find any more excitement in that. I think that a lot of questions and answers now, we should try for theater and for life, we should try to find in the Attic period, Greek period, classical moments, because everything becomes, you know, all characters in a new dramaturgy suddenly become gay, lesbian, narco dealers, again gay, again. So I don't have that type of problems with drugs and with sex. I'm okay. So, but this play somehow has something that related to this universal things that. Related with something that talking about life, and it's a quite intimate story. So that was the reason why I decided to choose this play.
That was my next question. Yeah. In fact, I wanted to know why and how do you choose this text. Right, this one, I mean.
Yeah, I found it in Avignon, on the Avignon Festival, someone gives me this play, and I've liked it immediately because main character, Annika, she has a problem because she thinks that her legs are going to be
together.
They will be together, so she cannot separate them anymore. And for me, this is a perfect story for a beginning, you know. And this is something that I would like to work. It's very good for a character. And then, second thing was that it's a play about life, about dramaturgy of life. I'm 38, let's say. So, when you are younger, you are trying to catch a life, to work, to finish school, to be a good boy, but to catch a life, you know, to go away from home, and then, so finally you are there, and you expect that whole life is now beginning, and then you realize that the life is start to closing, you know, because everything around you try to put you in a cage, you know, even like a director. I have a couple of very successful performances when I was very young. And then everybody started to ask me to do the same thing, you know. And I was like, you know, I don't want to make. I don't care even if I made bad performance. I just want to try. I'm too young. this play has this story inside about the life, about the dramaturgy of life. And how dramaturgy of life going in the wrong direction. It, according to me, it would be much better if we are born like an old person with all this stupid information that you have in your head, and then you're going backward and become a boy, and you erase all these things that you don't need it, and in the end it's one big orgasm and that's it.
How did you work to build the text on the stage, practically?
Mm-hmm. My work is based a lot on work with the actors. So for me, it was very important to find a way how I will connect the characters and actors together, and how that characters on the stage will start telling the story. Second thing was that idea about aesthetic and way of acting that belongs to socialism period that we know very well. Especially because I believe that our countries are still in socialism. Okay, we are, let's say, now we are in transition period, but socialism stay in the mind of people, because now everybody wants to be secure and to live in the same way like before, but to not have socialism. Now everybody was like, it was a very good period then, Yugoslavia. We live very, very happy, without wars, without all these things. Okay, but then why did you break this? Why did you push down this socialism? I was a child. I was not doing that. But who crush and destroy Berliner Wall? So that's the story. And that. I was using this aesthetic of socialism that I remember.
How was the meeting with the Northern culture? Because this job was a curious mix of Baltic and Balkanic, let's say. So how was this exchange between these two cultures? What did you put in the performance also from that?
My experience, I've done one show in Sweden before 3 years in Stockholm. It's a completely different type of culture than our, and it's a combination of two things. For example, we are Macedonians, we are a very pathetic country, and with a lot of emotions when you don't need to put emotion in that moment. So, but they are doing in a different way. They are doing backward inside. So I was using this непретенциозно, како бом то превел, непретенциозно. Somehow without too much pretension, to present something without too much pretension, you know, to go smooth, without a very, very big catharsis, a very big chance, you know, characters who are just suffering or are happy, but without very big, you know, EKG jumps. So that's how I've used these two different cultures.
What are your artistical references?
For this show, let's say that I was watching a lot of Aki Kaurismäki movies and Godard, Pierre Lefeu. I like that movie. I like that type of freedom to do different things in one movie, in one piece. You can sing in some moments, then suddenly you jump in another aesthetic, then you have ballet or opera, and then drama.
I've noticed there is a big attention also to the music. The music seems to have a big role in your performance. So how is your relation with the music?
I'm like a gypsy, you know. They didn't know notes. They didn't know how to read a note, but they have very good ears for music. For me, each performance is music. It's a piece of music. And I'm working now 10 years with the same composer, and we know each other very well. And music is a dramaturgy for me. I'm working on with this scena and music like two things that helps me to make a dramaturgy of each performance. Sometimes some of the scenes I'm going backward and putting music and actors just to solve and to find a way how to tell a story through the music, not with words, not with the way of directing the actors.
When I've asked you the references, you spoke me about the cinema, actually, and even before in the meeting, we mentioned the fact that your way to build the scene is very cinematographical. Yeah. I mean, it's like a shortcut. So, yeah. How do you live this way to relate yourself to the cinema, and how do you translate this passion into the theater?
Because I belong to the cinema school. I finished a theater and cinema school. Somehow for me it was always two things that I didn't divide them, never, you know. I have shoot one feature movie and three short movies. I was working a lot in television and video production, music, video clips. And I have a lot of inspiration in the movies. But I'm trying to mix them, you know, in some way. But not in a way that I will put a video directly. I hate video on the stage. I think that doesn't belong there. It's but like a way of thinking. Yes, I like it very much to mix these two things.
Uh-huh. What's the difference? I mean, what would you like to communicate to the people coming into the theater to see your performance? What would you like them to bring home after the performance?
Pace. First of all, I would like to tell, I'm trying to work in that way now to find happiness, to find white things. Because we are going out from one very black period for all of us. To be honest, I think that we are going in a very deep black period now. But everything in Europe reminds me a little bit like a period before Second World. So, and I'm tired to work in theater and show bad things. Somehow I think that my job in this moment is everyone can show, CNN can show you each day bad things and big tragedies and the mother who killed all the children and the people who are jumping from the windows, raped women. So you have all these images each day. You know, from that moment when we saw directly live broadcast how they killed Ceausescu. So that's the end of any. Mystery or an illusion. Now everything is so real and flesh and blood. So I think that we should, I'm working on that, to find the, how do you call it in Italian? New bellezza? No.
Yes.
Yeah.
New beauty.
New beauty. Yeah, because I believe in that. I believe that our job now is to find something beautiful and then people, they will recognize that. You cannot, it's very difficult to find that in a TV. It's too fast. And you are bombed with other things. So TV is a very controlled medium. Cinema is a very controlled medium. Because it's industry. Theater, nobody cares about theater. And that's very good, because it's like Ireland, you know, and it's dark inside. Nobody can see you. You can cry, smile, laugh. You can do things that they are forbidden outside. You can go outside and be clean again. So it's like a temple for me. And I believe that we should really try to find that new bellezza.
Thank you very much. Yeah.